This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Our next finalist is contestant number 17, Abby Curran.
I was driven to do pageants because it's something different for a girl with a physical disability.
There's a pretty amazing moment in store for you if you tune into HBO tonight. It's not a reality show, but it is a documentary about a reality you would never see unless you went looking for it.
What I like about this pageant is it gives me a chance to tell other people that I can be anyone I want to be and I can do anything that I like to do.
In Kewaunee, Illinois, the Miss You Can Do It beauty pageant has been around since 2008. And on stage are dozens of little girls with severe disabilities, some of whom can't walk, some of whom can't speak, but they all beam with the chance to be noticed and celebrated for their beauty in front of a packed house of parents and friends. The Miss You Can Do It pageant is the brainchild of Abby Curran, the 2008 Miss Iowa, who was the first woman with a disability, she was born with cerebral palsy, to compete in the Miss USA pageant. You heard her moment of victory in the Miss Iowa pageant there just a moment ago. I spoke with former beauty queen Abby on stage at the HBO New York premiere last week. She was as nervous and excited as she once was, waiting to hear her name called.
When I see the documentary, I kind of get it, but I mean, I'm lucky that one of my best friends from elementary school is here tonight, and she grew up with me. I can't believe I would be inspiring. I mean, me? Just, you know, falling down.
That's pretty hard to imagine.
Tripping all over. So it's just really hard to believe, but I'm really flattered.
I've seen this movie 3 times, and as my daughter has as well. And, you know, it's amazing, even on the 3rd time, just to see how big of a punch it packs here. In some ways, though, the story really just begins with this pageant, the story of you. You never had this pageant. You were always alone up there in the beauty pageants that you experienced. In a sense, is this pageant an answer to the question of what you might have wished you'd had as a young girl?
No. No. I'm too stubborn. So if somebody would have said, oh, you know, we created a pageant for girls with disabilities, I would have said, well, I'm going to be Miss USA, so I'll compete in that next year. But the point of Miss You Can Do It is not to separate the two. It's not to separate Miss USA from those girls from Miss You Can Do It girls. The point of the pageant is to inspire these women. I don't know if they are blessed enough to have parents like mine telling me to pick up your feet, you know, do this, do that, you can walk by yourself, which is amazing because otherwise I probably would be sitting in a wheelchair today saying, you know, forget it, why do I have to walk if I don't have to?
Not that there's anything wrong with wheelchairs.
Right. But if mom wasn't telling me, you know, she hates this story, but she has these darn rugs in the kitchen. She loves them. You know, they're what, little flags, American flags on them? Beautiful. Beautiful when you look at them, when you're smacking the ground because you didn't pick up your feet far enough and you tripped on them. And what does she say? She doesn't say, oh, honey, let's pick up the rug. She goes, pick up your feet, Abby.
Well, you see a lot of the parents in this movie expressing that same kind of toughness, also worries about entering. Oh, I think Tiana's mom said it. It's a tough world out there. You're not sheltered. What was the experience like of being the only one at the beauty pageant in your own personal experience?
I mean, I was nervous, very nervous, but it was a good, overall good experience. I mean, everyone was pretty nice. The girls were all nice. Everyone was helpful.
Do you think the audience for Miss USA and the values that the Miss USA pageant represents embraced you and your presence in that, or was it a real challenge for them? To see you, to embrace you, and to figure out that this is a world with all kinds of people in it, not just Barbies.
I think it started out as them being overly wonderful. I came in
pitying
and they told me that I was a novelty, which you never like to hear. And then everyone gets a hostess, which was great, only I realized that my hostess was even picking up my underwear and putting them on me, and finally I was like, wait a minute, I can put my own underpants on. I really don't need all of your help. Just a little walking would be fine. And then finally, I kind of got really frustrated, and I called my state directors, and I was like, they have to back off. I don't want this. And so then they did a 360, and pretty much, you know, go on, have fun.
So in many ways, even for the pageant winners who are in this film, the hard questions for them, able-bodied or disabled, is what are you going to do after the pageant? Because your whole life is ahead of you.
Right.
How do you tackle that question?
I want to design, not only do I want to inspire and change the world for people with disabilities forever, but I'd love to start my own shoe line. I mean, I just did a photo shoot for Vogue not too long ago, and I felt so bad. But the lady is trying to squeeze my feet that go like this. She's trying to squeeze them into these little, like, pointed stilettos. And she's like, oh, I got it. So she's sitting down there forever, and then my, like, pinky toes popping out, and I'm like, oh. And so I want to create a way that shoes just can be wider. There's just a few things that need to be changed so that people with disabilities can be sexy. They can look good. They don't have to wear a dress with tennis shoes or even these ugly little heels that are the only pair that I can wear. That they can wear anything they want.
That's Abby Curran, a former Miss Iowa who created the Miss You Can Do It pageant for girls with disabilities. A new documentary about the pageant premieres tonight on HBO.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.